श्री हरिनाम संत कीर्तन यागे की श्रील प्रभुपाद की गौर प्रेमानंद All glories to assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. Please accept my most humble obeisances. It's a great honor for me to speak today in this famous temple, which Srila Prabhupada called his headquarters in the Western world. So please excuse me, my English may be not so good. I don't know how much you will understand. It's practically my first experience of giving Srimad Bhagavatam in English. Once I did it in India, but in India it's easier because Indians also don't know English so much. It was easier. So please give me your blessings. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So it was said to me that I can also speak today about the news of Bhaktivriksha development in Russia. Therefore, I agreed to speak today, but we will start with Srimad Bhagavatam verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, verses 44 and 45. Let's chant. Sthali Sthanam Gato Svatham Sthali Sthanam Gato Svastham Sthali Sthanam Gato Svastham Sami Garbham Vilakshya Sa Shami Garbham Vilakshyasa Shami Garbham Vilakshyasa Tena Dve Arani Kritva Tena Dve Arani Kritva Tena Dve Arani Kritva Urvashi Loka Kamyaya Urvashi Loka Kamyaya Urvashi Loka Kamyaya Sthali Sthanam Gato Svastham Shami Garbham Vilakshyasa Tena Dve Arani Kritva Urvashi Loka Kamyaya Please repeat.
Thank you.
What is it? Okay, and the second verse 45. Urvashim mantra to dvayan adhararanim uttaram atmanam ubhayor madhye yatat prajananam prabhu. Word by word. Sthalisthanam. The place where Agnisthali was left. Gatha, going there. Ashvatam, and Ashvatha tree. Sami Garbham, produced from the womb of the Sami tree. Sami tree. Vilakshya, sing. Sa, hi, prurava. Tena, from that. Две, two. Арани, pieces of wood required for igniting a fire for sacrifice. Критва, making. Урвашилока камьяя, desiring to go to the planet where Урваши was present. Урвашим, Урваши, мантратах, by chanting the required mantra. Дьяям, meditating upon. Адхара, lower. Араним, Арани wood. Уттарам, and the upper one. Атманам, himself. Ubhayoh madhye, in between the two. Yatat, that which he meditated upon. Prajananam, as a son. Prabhu, the king. Translation. When the process of fruitive yagya became manifest within his heart, King Pururava went to the same spot where he had left Agnisthali. There he saw that from the womb of a Shami tree an Ashvatha tree had grown. He then took a piece of wood from that tree and made it into two aranis. Desiring to go to the planet where Urvashi resided, he chanted mantras, meditating upon the lower arani as Urvashi, the upper one as one as himself, and the piece of wood between them as his son. In this way, he began to ignite a fire. Purport. The Vedic fire for performing yagya was not ignited with ordinary matches or similar devices. Rather, the Vedic sacrificial fire was ignited by the aranis, or two sacred pieces of wood, which produced fire by friction with the third. Such a fire is necessary for the performance of yagya. If successful, a yagya will fulfill the desire of its performer. Thus, Pururava took advantage of the process of yagya to fulfill his last desires. He thought of a lower Arani as Urvashi, the upper one as himself, and the middle one as his son. A relevant Vedic mantra quoted herein by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is Shami Garbhat Agni Madha. A similar mantra is Urvashyam Urashi Pururava. Pururava wanted to have children continuously by the womb of Urvashi. His only ambition was to have sex life with Urvashi and thereby get a son. In other words, he had so much lust in his heart that even while performing yagya, he thought of Urvashi instead of thinking of the master of yagya, Yageshwara, Lord Vishnu. Verses again. Stali sthanam gato svatthan shami garbam vilakshyasa tena dve arani kritva urvashi loka kamyaya urvashi mantra todhyaya nadararani muttaram atmanam ubayor madhye yatat prajananam prabhuh. When the process of fruitive yagya became manifest within his heart, King Pururava went to the same spot where he had left Agnisthali. There he saw that from the womb of a Shami tree, an Ashwatha tree has grown. He then took a piece of wood from that tree and made it into two aranis. Desiring to go to the planet where Urvashi resided, he chanted mantras, meditating upon the lower arani as Urvashi, the upper one as himself, and the piece of wood between them as his son. In this way, he began to ignite a fire. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganar Gunathanvitam Tamsaji Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijata Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Ganalalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Scha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye, Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Tsinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Hare Krishna. So such is the power of Vedic Yagya. Vedic Yagya can fulfill all your desires. Vedas is a whole system, whole science, how to get everything you want. In modern time, люди try to get everything by their own efforts, without considering any higher authorities. But Vedic culture, Vedic system is that we need to perform yagya, sacrifice, and get the mercy of higher authorities, then we can get what we want. And there are different types of yagyas, of course. And in Vedas, there are many yagyas that can fulfill your material desires. Fruitive yagyas, it is said here, And in the story of King Pururava, we see that he tried to fulfill his last desires, his desire for sex enjoyment, through the Vedic Yagya. It's also the way how to get material desires fulfilled. But of course, in our case, we are much more interested not in fruitive yagyas, but in spiritual yagya. Spiritual yagya means the process of worshipping Lord Vishnu, who is the master of all the yagyas. And we are very fortunate because we got the highest type of yagya. It's Sankirtana yagya. It's great mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada that we have got access to this most powerful and most simple yagya, because we would not be qualified to do Vedic yagyas. We are mlechas and yavanas, you see. And we would not be qualified to chant properly Vedic mantras, like Vedic brahmanas, to get our material desires fulfilled. But it's very easy to take part in Sankirtana Yagya. Because just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you can fulfill all your desires, and material and spiritual. Even material. Srila Prabhupada many times said that where Sankirtana Yagya is performed, everything is successful. There will be always enough food, enough prosperity in the place where Sankirtana Yagya is going. Srila Prabhupada even shows some examples of that. As I remember, once he came to one Indian city with his group of Western disciples. It was in the 70s. And in this city, for many years, there were no rains. So they struggled very much because of this lack of water. They cannot produce enough food in this place in India. And when Srila Prabhupada came to this place, he said, oh, okay, we should perform Sankirtana Yagya here. And with his Western disciples, they started to perform Sankirtana each day on the streets of this Indian city. And what do you think? After 7 days, the rain started. It really happens. After 7 days, after many years, during which there were no rains in this place. So local newspapers, they wrote that Swami Prabhupada, by performing the Sankirtana Yagya, changed the situation in our city. So it works. And that is what we preach, that is what we spread. Because a very important part of Sankirtana Yagya, of Lord Chaitanya, is that we should also spread the holy name. So not only to chant ourselves, but also to spread. It's a very integral part of the Yagya. And that we should understand very nicely. Because if we just chant ourselves, for example, we sit in our temple, there are some devotees here, and we chant all together, it will be Sankirtana Yagya. But it will not be full. Without preaching, without the spreading the mercy, it will not work so much. That we can feel by our own experience. And it's easy to understand, because this is the will of Lord Chaitanya. It's the will of Lord Chaitanya that everyone in this world should accept this Sankirtana movement and spread it everywhere. It's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is also one very important verse, which I often quote in my seminars. Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma, Namira Prachara, Tata Lagi, Pita Varna, Chaitanya Avatara. It's a very important verse. It says that Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma, Namira Prachara means in Kali Yuga, the religion of this age is what? Not just chanting Hare Krishna, it's important. All devotees usually think that chanting Hare Krishna is the dharma of this yuga, but in this verse, said not like that. Namira Prachara. Namira Prachara means preaching the holy name. So our religion is not chanting the holy name. Our religion is spreading the holy name. And the second line, Tata Lagi Pita Varna Chaitanya Avatara. For this purpose, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna came as a golden avatar, as Lord Chaitanya, to spread the holy name. It's a very important point. When sometimes devotees, they forget about this, they do not feel so much bliss. They may have good temples, they may do everything properly, worship the deities and read Srimad Bhagavatam and have all the necessary kirtans in the temple. But when the preaching is not so active, then not so much happiness, and even not so much prosperity. That I saw many, many times in my life in Russia. In those yatras where preaching is active, devotees are happy. In those yatras where preaching is not so active, devotees are not so happy. And where they are not so happy, they start to do some politics, they start to compete with each other, who will be the temple president, who is senior devotee here, like that. So atmosphere is polluted. But when everyone is active in preaching, then no politics, no competition, everyone is happy, just by preaching. All the history of ISKCON is about this. And I was requested today to tell a few words about the experience of Bhaktivriksha development in Russia. And this success of Bhaktivriksha, which we have during last years in Russia, is very much connected with this principle of Sankirtana Yagya. What is the main idea of Bhaktivriksha? Bhaktivriksha, probably you know, it's a cell program for small groups, for spiritual association. It's a way of building Vaishnava community. That is the idea, that Vaishnava community should consist of small groups. When Vaishnava community is just a crowd, it's not so effective. It's difficult to take care of devotees in such communities, it's difficult to organize some activity with such community. So community should be divided into small groups. Each group should have its own spiritual leader or counselor, which take care of devotees of this group. And the idea of Bhaktivriksha is that every member of the group should also become a leader after some time. Being properly trained in this group, after some time, he also should start such a group. That is the idea of Bhaktivriksha. And probably you know that this program of Bhaktivriksha was developed by Srila Japataksvami Maharaj in ISKCON as his offering to Prabhupada Centennial 20 years ago. As a congregational minister for ISKCON, Srila Japataka Maharaj developed this program as a program for building Vaishnava communities. But what I would like to stress, to understand it properly, that Bhaktivriksha not just a program, not just a department of the temple, like we can have in our temple departments for puja, for prasadam, for book distribution. Oh, Jay. Thank you. But Bhaktivriksha also, we can have Bhaktivriksha department, of course, in the temple. We can have devotees who will be responsible for developing Bhaktivriksha in our yatra. But it will not work just as a program. I would say that Bhaktivriksha is a kind of vision, a kind of culture. And without this culture, it will not work. So what is this culture? This culture is understanding that every member of our community can also preach Krishna consciousness. Without such vision, Bhaktivriksha will not spread. We should give congregational devotees, grihasthas, the vision that they are also active part of Lord Chaitanya movement. That changes sometimes our paradigm. Because sometimes we think that only temple devotees can preach, only brahmacharis, only those who stay in the temple. They should preach Krishna consciousness. And congregation, what congregation? Congregation just come and take part in the program, do some donations, that's all. So Bhaktivriksha has completely another vision. The vision of Bhaktivriksha is that every congregational member can also become a preacher. And not all only can become, he should become. Because this is the will of Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya says that Kari Yugi, Yuga Dharma, Namara Prachara. No one can be successful in this Yagya, Sankirtana Yagya, without being preacher himself. That is the idea which we preach for congregational devotees, if we want to develop Bhaktivriksha. So when we have this mood that everyone can preach and everyone should preach, then it's easier to inspire congregational members also to open Bhaktivrikshas in their house. And that is not something new, actually. Of course, this program was developed by Japraka Maharaj, but it's completely based on Chaitanya Charitamrita and on the vision of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You probably know about the Namahata vision, the market of the holy name, which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described in his books, and he even started Namahata himself. In Bengal, in the end of 19th century, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very successful in developing Namahata. In 5 years, he created 500 Namahatas in Bengal, with the same idea, that every member of his movement should also preach the holy name. And this is just continuation of what Lord Nityananda did in Bengal in 16th century. And all this is based directly on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because maybe the most famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the verse which probably Srila Prabhupada cited the most in his lectures, is this teaching of Lord Chaitanya to Kurma Brahmana. Yaradeka, Tarikaha, Krishna Upadesh, Amara Agyaya Guru Hana Tara Edesh, which means you go and everyone whom you meet speak about Krishna. And by this, by my order, because a guru became a guru, and give liberation to all your land. This is translation. This is the idea of this verse, that you should become a guru by my order, Lord Chaitanya says to this Grihastha Brahmana, and give liberation to everyone. And we can think that maybe it's some special instruction of Lord Chaitanya to want some special Brahmana whom he wanted to be a guru. But it's not like that. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami soon will tell us that in every place in South India which Lord Chaitanya visited during his trip, he gave similar instruction to all the Grihastha devotees. Every night, Lord Chaitanya spent in some new place, new house of some Grihastha Vaishnavas during his way when he traveled in India. So every Grihastha couple, Lord Chaitanya gave the same instruction, that you should become a guru. So that's very important for us, because the whole concept of our movement can be derived by these verses. The concept is that every members of our movement, all the Grihasthas, not only Brahmacharis, not only Sannyasis, but all the Grihasthas should also become a guru. It means preach Krishna consciousness. Guru means the person who teach people about Krishna. That was the idea of Srila Prabhupada. In his purport to this verse, Yaradeka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh, Srila Prabhupada says that this is a sublime mission of Krishna consciousness movement. Maybe you remember that. So what is our mission? Prabhupada says that every devotee who come to us, every new devotee, we give the same instruction which Lord Chaitanya gave to Kurma Brahmana. Means you stay at home, you chant Hare Krishna, and you preach just out of your home. This is Namahata idea. Just in your home. You can invite people to feed them prasadam, to chant Hare Krishna, and study Bhagavad Gita with them. It's a very simple idea, but it works. Like it was working in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, it works in our time. You probably know about modern Namahata in Bengal. It's very much developed. Because of efforts of Srila Japraka Maharaj and his team, ISKCON has many thousands of Namahatas now in Bengal. Everywhere there are Namahatas and thousands of devotees. You know, when you come to Mayapur, you can see so many devotees from Bengal in Namahata. It's very developed. Just recently, I have read that on Radhashtami Day, Srila Japraka Maharaj gave initiation to 700 devotees in Mayapur. In one day, 700 devotees. This is Bengal in Namahata. But this is possible not only in Bengal, it's possible everywhere, in the West also. And for that purpose, Bhaktivriksha program was developed to bring these ideas, this culture of Namahata in Bengal to the Western world. And devotees started to try to do this Bhaktivriksha program 20 years ago. after Prabhupada's centennial, when it was introduced by Srila Jayaprakasa Maharaj. In some places there were more successful and some less successful. The biggest successful was in Oman, in this Muslim country, where one couple from India, Vijayananda Gopal Prabhu and Madhu Prem Padmini, maybe you have heard about them, they are disciples of Jayaprakasa Maharaj. They were very successful in Oman. They started their preaching in the 90s, and by doing Bhakti Vriksha, they developed a community of 3,000 devotees. 3,000 devotee Vaishnava community consisted of 150 Bhakti Vriksha groups. It was the biggest success for that time in the end of 90s. But then it started to spread to other Indian cities and places where some Indian communities were there. And last 10 years, we started to do it seriously in Russia, using this experience of Vijayananda Gopala and Prem Padmini and all the ideas of Jayaprakasa Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We started to develop seriously Bhakti Vriksha in Russia, and we got some success. Probably therefore I'm here, because of the success of Bhakti Vriksha in Moscow. We started seriously do Bhakti Vriksha in Moscow with two Bhakti Vriksha groups. It was 2007, 8 years ago. Me with my wife, she's my wife actually. You can be introduced to her. We started one group and one devotee, Brahmachari, he started another. So after 2 years, this group was multiplied. We created about 15 Bhakti Vriksha groups from these two groups, and it started to grow. And it was wonderful. We got new members for this group, just new congregational devotees, mainly young boys and girls. Mainly they were even unmarried that time. So we invited them to our groups, and they progressed really. In 2 years, they came to level of 16 rounds for principles, choosing a guru, and they started to open their own Bhakti Vrikshas with our help. So these new devotees, boys and girls, they started to lead their Bhakti Vrikshas, and then they also were successful. Their groups also were successful, also new devotees came to these groups and also became leaders. So few rounds we already came in Russia through, and now our last result that we have 150 Bhakti Vriksha groups in Moscow now. It's more than 1,000 devotees are members of Bhakti Vriksha groups in Moscow. And when we got some success in Bhakti Vriksha development in Moscow, then it started to spread to the other cities of Russia and then outside of Russia, and to different places in CIS, like Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and so on. And then, to my surprise, Russian Bhakti Vriksha started to open in other places, like in England, in Germany, in Israel. So I started to travel even to different countries to exchange our experience in Bhakti Vriksha. And so now I came here with your mercy, with desire of Surup Chaitanya Maharaj. I came here to help to at least Russian-speaking communities to develop Bhakti Vriksha here. And I see the good potential. Just yesterday we had first meeting. I see that some Bhakti Vriksha, Russian Bhakti Vriksha can be started in Los Angeles. This summer, first Bhakti Vriksha, Russian Bhakti Vriksha was started in New York. I got the information, so I will go there and see what is happening there. So I hope that Russian-speaking Bhakti Vriksha groups will be successful in the United States, but I also hope that not only Russian Bhakti Vrikshas will be developed here. There are some Indian Bhakti Vrikshas, I know that, in the United States, but we wait to the day when English-speaking Bhakti Vrikshas will start there. So if you are interested, you also can start. So I do not have much time to speak about all of this in detail. But what I want to do, I want to show you some video. You will be inspired by that. I hope it will work. This video is part of the film which we made a few years ago after one Russian Bhakti Vriksha festival. When Bhakti Vriksha started to grow in Russia, we started to have Bhakti Vriksha festivals for Bhakti Vriksha leaders and Bhakti Vriksha members, where we seriously teach them how to do successful Bhakti Vrikshas. And we have 2 times in a year such festival, in summer and in winter. So this will be some part of this movie about winter Bhakti Vriksha festival in Russia. We decided with Maharaj that it will be interesting for you because it's winter in Russia. There will be a lot of snow. Probably you do not see snow here in Los Angeles. But you will see a lot of snow, and you will see devotees who are happy chanting Hare Krishna in this snow. And you will even see the Russian winter Radha Yatra. Do you want to see? Okay, can we start? still about 10-15 minutes.
А в Германии это надо иметь такую веру, такой энтузиазм, что я вот помню, там с 90-х годов он развивал вот этот вот Махатма Цуриша. То есть я помню, это с таким с трудом, с таким сопротивлением это как-то, ну, преданные не все понимали, зачем это нужно. И вот Мангир Муни, он, конечно, такую решимость, такую веру, такой верой обладает, что вот даже такого скептика, как я, все-таки наконец-то достиг. Но я реально увидел просто, что это работает.
Я Муни пробую человек увидит. Он как бы день и ночь думает об Бхакти-рикше. У него много проектов, которые также помогают развитию движения, развитию проповеди. Вот, и он такой вот человек очень широкого видения. Вот, и как бы вот это вот, он как генератор идей. Вот он как задает эту волну такую большую. Вот, и как бы преданно начинает подключаться к ней.
Для обсуждения в группах преданные разыгрывают сценки на темы, которые обсуждают.
В веселой игровой атмосфере изучаемый предмет усваивается лучше.
Наш фестиваль продолжается, и время приближает нас к заключительному событию.
К зимней Ратха-ятре.
Да. Но это будет немного позже. А сейчас в школе Бхакти-рикш учащиеся преданные будут сдавать экзамен.
Этот экзамен покажет, чему же учат в школе Бхакти-рикш.
К четырем прибавить два, по слогам читать слова. Учит в школе, учит в школе, учит в школе. Книжки добрые любить, воспитанными быть. Учит в школе, учит в школе, учит в школе. Книжки добрые любить и воспитанными быть. Учит в школе, учит в школе, учит в школе.
Харе Кришна повторять и садхану соблюдать. Учат в школе, учат в школе, учат в школе.
Да, в школе Бхакти-рикш много чему хорошему учат.
И результаты экзамена сами об этом говорят.
This is the concept in the end of the festival. Devotees they sing different songs in Russian about Krishna consciousness.
В заключительный день фестиваля проходит большая концертная программа.
Здесь также можно окунуться в сокровенные игры Кришны.
Also dancing sometimes. Every festival.
Концертная программа пройдет вечером, а днем все в ожидании зимней Ратха-ятры.
К этому событию преданные заканчивают последние приготовления.
Они готовят вкусный пир
и заканчивают шить зимние одежды для Джаганнатхи, Баладевы и Субхадры.
Нас ожидает необыкновенное и неповторимое Радха-ятра.
Ничего подобного нет во всей Вселенной.
Потому что здесь Господа Джаганатху везут не в привычной для него колеснице, а в настоящих русских санях.
Перед Радха-ятрой прямой трансляции Шрила Джайапатака Свами Махарадж дает лекцию.
И теперь, когда все благословения получены, наш фестиваль Бхакти-Брикш оканчивается удивительной
зимней Радха-ятрой.
Однажды мы не станем говорить о пустом. Ты чистый, не устами мне расскажешь о том, как жил когда-то на земле великий святой. Господь прекрасно ликий с кожей золотой. И не было звезды, сиявшей так же светло. И не было огня, чтоб дал такое тепло. И не было души, парившей так высоко. И не было любви, идущей к нам так легко. Что ни шаг, то танец, что ни слово, то песня. О, Господь Читания, ты раскроешь людям тайну чистой любви. Мы потеряли разум, позабыв про тебя, и, может быть, не сразу жить сумеем, любя. Не сразу мир поймет, что он уходит от мук, когда твои глашатые идут по нему. Что ни шаг, то танец, что ни слово, то песня. О, Господь Читания, ты раскроешь людям тайну чистой любви. Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Харе Харе. Харе Рама, Харе Рама, Рама Рама, Харе Харе. Харе Кришна, Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Харе Харе. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Haribo. We can stop here. How do you like this video? I see you like it. So, thank you very much. Probably we do not have time for questions. Winter Radha-yatra. We did not plan yet. You want to come? Okay, we will inform you when we'll have it. Yeah, if there are some questions, we can try. Yes? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes? So should we stop here or answer more questions? Okay, please. No, there are some restrictions. It's not so easy to preach in Russia because of Orthodox Church. For example, we cannot build a temple. We tried for many years to build a temple in Moscow, but it was not possible. But we can do something. We can rent a place, we can have programs in the halls, we can have some festivals. So with some pressure, but we can continue. It's not so big problem in Russia. Yeah, it's centralized, yeah, government. Yeah, there is some influence of Orthodox Church in Russia, definitely. It influences the government, but still we can continue. Movement is growing very quickly in Russia. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki! Grand Harad Shrimad Bhagavatam ki! Gurudwara Commandir ki! Gaura Brahmananda! Hare Krishna!
Maharaj is responsible for Russian communities in